Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot's Drupal Development Deep Dive Workshop Week in Washington, D.C. Come join Angela Webchick Byron and Jeff Eaton for a week-long excursion into the depths of Drupal's API and module development. The event happens July 12th to the 16th and is split up into two workshops, basic module development on Monday and Tuesday, and advanced Drupal development on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Sign up for each workshop individually, or sign up for the whole week, save some money, and become a complete Drupal development superhero. For more information, visit lullabot.com/events.
I'm Ryan Sarama from Louisville, Kentucky. Whenever I graduated college and was deciding I wanted to have a family, I figured I needed to make money. So I started working at a restaurant equipment company where we were using OS Commerce, an old e-commerce open source platform, and just sort of like trudging along and continually updating it and patching it and trying to make it work for us. And the company that I was working at tasked me with recreating, I guess, the features that we needed in Drupal, not using the existing e-commerce module, but starting from scratch with what we called UberCart. And UberCart grew from there. The first sort of like big event was at DrupalCon Barcelona when I found out that people actually had heard of it. Until that time, it was like really a secluded thing, not a whole lot of feedback, didn't know anybody was even using the software until I show up and people knew what UberCart was. So that's whenever we realized that we got something good here. So we sort of opened up maybe the roadmap a little bit and incorporated more of a broad feature set from file downloads to role promotions and the things that people would use on a Drupal site beyond just physical product sales like we were doing with our restaurant equipment. So that sort of grew, and I sort of became a full-time Drupal developer working on UberCart and then doing a little bit of contract work at the company and then a little bit of stuff on the side, and eventually decided that I wanted to, do Drupal full-time in a more official way at a web development firm, not a restaurant equipment company. So I left that company and joined Commerce Guys, and that was in February of last year around DrupalCon DC. So I continued to do UberCart stuff until late last year after we had our 2.0 release. We were looking at Drupal 7 and how the release cycle was sort of staring us down. And we really needed to have like a radical rethink of how we're doing, you know, UberCart. And Drupal 7 afforded us the opportunity to rethink how to implement a lot of the core features of a shopping cart. So what is a product? How is it defined? How is it displayed to the end user for purchase? How does the checkout form work? Because anybody that's tried to customize, you know, the checkout form in UberCart has probably run into problems, you know, changing the form and getting that data into the order object, and just it grew into what it is. And so what we're looking at doing on Drupal 7, we were looking at sort of starting from scratch with the Drupal 7 feature set, the new APIs, the fields in core, the new Ajax framework, which is unbelievable, and of course all the other, you know, scads of changes that have come in. And so originally this was dubbed the UberCore, and we were looking to sort of develop this alongside of UberCart and move UberCart into installation profile territory. So you could actually have a distribution called UberCart, download something called UberCart, put it on your web server and start running something called UberCart, kind of like Open Atrium or Managing News or something like that. But due to differences of opinion and ownership and things like that, basically was faced with the decision to either delete that and never do anything like that again, basically, you know, sign a paper or something, or rename it and move on. And so the obvious decision to me, because I still believed in the direction and in all the new, implementations that we had planned, I still believed in that, and I definitely needed that for our work at Commerce Guys, because we were working against, you know, UberCart's limitations with a lot of our larger clients. So we knew we needed to go this direction, so did decide to just sort of, you know, rename it and move on. And so now it's Drupal Commerce, and Drupal Commerce is a complete re-implementation of the UberCart feature set on Drupal 7, taking advantage of all the latest APIs, introducing a views dependency, rules dependency, and really just making it awesome. I don't know how to describe it. I'm looking forward to presenting it here at DrupalCon, just because a lot of work's gone into it. We've got a lot of good contributions from Damien Tornude, from a couple of the other Commerce Guys, and some other people in the community. So the work's exciting. And also, at Commerce Guys, they've sort of put me on this full time, so I don't have to bother with implementing stuff on client websites right now. So that's where things are. That's how we got to where we are now. So.
And so if you look at UberCart, there's still versions of 6.x, you know, of UberCart. And then, so what you're saying with the Drupal Commerce, it's a project at drupal.org/project/Drupal_commerce. And that's only going to be Drupal 7. And then whatever happened with UberCart is going to be, you're not going to be working on the maintainership of the old UberCart code anymore, I guess is what you're saying.
Yeah. I've actually been removed from, you know, CVS access and administration and all that kind of stuff. So that's all over. And, you know, it was a little bit of a nerve-wracking decision, but a good one, because we have a clean slate. And we are targeting specifically Drupal 7. The URL is actually drupal.org/project/commerce. And then there's sort of a brainstorming and specification form at drupalcommerce.org. But yeah, I'm not involved with UberCart anymore. There is still a Drupal 6 version, and you know, we'll have a migration script from UberCart on Drupal 6 to Drupal Commerce on Drupal 7. And there's also an effort right now to forward port UberCart 2 to Drupal 7. So that really just kind of makes our migration path a little easier. So that's in the works as well. But you know, all my time and energy is going toward Drupal Commerce, and Commerce guys are behind it, a few other Drupal companies are behind it, and we're really just excited about the potential there.
So Damien Tourneau is DAMZ on DAMZ on Drupal.org, which is, he's a pretty high profile Drupal core contributor. So it sounds like he's been working with Drupal 7, but also this Drupal Commerce at the same time. And like, so it sounds like in order to do something like this on the bleeding edge of Drupal 7, you've got some input into the core development process, I guess.
Yeah, it's been really good because the entity stuff and field stuff was, you know, a little confusing. He sort of got the ball rolling with the product entity and product fields, and so we've taken it from there to spread that into the other modules and systems. But he's been an invaluable asset, and of course, you know, we're able to get the latest from Drupal Head and you know, Chase Head and all that. You know, Damien is really, you know, obviously himself committed to Drupal Commerce. AF83 and Commerce Guys are in a new joint venture also called Commerce Guys that's bringing all the Paris team, including Damien, and then the San Francisco guys under one name. And Damien, of course, being a new employee of Commerce Guys, is fully devoted to making this happen. So, you know, his expertise and his genius applied to this is only going to do good for the project. So.
And so is there any other products that you have specifically that you guys are working on now that, you know, it sounds like you're doing this full time, but what's the revenue stream of Commerce Guys for what type of stuff are you guys going to be doing?
So there's actually like this really exciting thing that we're going to be announcing on Tuesday in the Sponsor Theater. Damien has actually been really hard at work with Mike from Commerce Guys on checkout monitoring. So it's basically a monitoring system for an UberCart site or a Drupal Commerce site to ensure checkout uptime, to make sure that you aren't losing conversions somewhere in the checkout process, and to really help merchants improve their conversion rate. So he's been taking charge on a lot of that. We'll be unveiling the beta or whatever here at DrupalCon. Then aside from that, it's just the normal, you know, big websites, making the enterprise size e-commerce applications. And because we're headed in that direction, we also need to make sure that Drupal Commerce succeeds and that it's easy to get data into and out of and scale and et cetera, et cetera. And once again, that's where Damien will make things happen. So,
okay. Well, great. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Kent. Had a good time. Bye.